Thank you, Jesus. God, we give you glory this night. God, we thank you that you're in this place. God, we believe that you're revealing to us necessary steps forward. God, you're showing us your ways, that we can walk in your ways, that we can accomplish your purpose and plan in our lives, and we give you thanks for that in Jesus' name. Y'all agree with that? You can go ahead and say amen. You can have a seat in this place. So glad you're here tonight. So glad that you are joining us online. You could be watching a lot of services this morning. So thankful you're watching us this morning. I believe that you're in the right place at the right time. I believe over the last month or so, we have been learning an important key to winning and excelling and conquering in life. And that's rejoicing. Are there any rejoicers in the building this morning? We're gonna talk just a little bit about that tonight, and I wanna, you know, at the end, hopefully God will just give us some opportunity to rejoice and watch God do some amazing things. To rejoice. If you haven't heard any of the messages up till now, you can go on our YouTube channel and you can upload those, watch those anytime you want. But in Psalms 118, verse number 24, it says, "This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it." I think over the last few weeks, we've realized or had revelation that rejoicing isn't a reaction to how we feel. It's an act of our will. I rejoice because I choose to rejoice, not because I feel like rejoicing. There is power in my choice to rejoice. Can y'all say that with me? Say, there is power in my choice to rejoice. Now, rejoice is just not a religious word. Rejoice is just not a word we throw around. Rejoice is an action. That when we respond and operate in that action, powerful things happen. The Bible says in Habakkuk chapter 3, verse number 17, it says, "Though the fig tree doesn't bud and there's no grapes on the vine, though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord." I will to rejoice. You might say, "I don't got no cows, I don't got no sheep, what does it have to do with me? Though my kids are acting crazy, though my car just got repossessed, though the mortgage on my house is more than I have in my bank account this month, though my family seems like it's falling apart, yet I still will rejoice. I will rejoice in the Lord, and I will be joyful in God my Savior." And then I love this because the next verse, "Because I choose to rejoice, I'm going to see help and breakthrough." It says, "The sovereign Lord is my strength. Because I choose to rejoice, he makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to tread on the heights." It means that if I'm under, he gives me the ability to come out because I choose to rejoice. Now, some of you in this room, you might be in a deep hole. There might be feel like everything is against you. That's why it's important that we use the weapon of rejoicing. If we don't rejoice, we'll stay in the pit we're in. We'll self-medicate. We'll do all the things that make us think in the moment it feels better, only to wake up the next morning and feel worse. When rejoicing is the key to our breakthrough. And Joel chapter 1 says a similar thing. It says, "The vine is dried up, the fig tree languishes, the pomegranate tree, the palm tree, the apple tree, all the trees of the field are withered because joy is withered away. Where there was no joy and no rejoicing, famine shows up." Then it says in Joel 2:21, It says, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. In verse number 23, be glad then, you children of Zion. Rejoice in the Lord your God. He's giving you the former rain, latter rain faithfully. He'll cause the rain to come down for you. The former rain, the latter rain. Your threshing floor will be full. Your vats are going to overflow. I love full and overflow, don't you? Yeah, full and overflow. There'll be fullness and overflow in your life. It says, I'll restore to you the swarming, everything that the swarming locust has eaten. The consuming locust, crawling locust, chewing locust. Have anybody ever experienced locust in their life? I mean, I actually did at my house quite a few years ago, where the locust, like biblical proportions, come crawling out of the dead grass from the field below and started attacking every living thing. And they would gather on that until they would eat it till it was desolate. But this is what God is saying here. When you rejoice, I will restore to you everything that the locust is eating, everything that the enemy has stolen from you. He says, then it goes on to say, you're eating plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God who has dealt wondrously with you. My people shall never be put to shame. There is power in choosing to rejoice in this day that God has given you. There's power in your rejoicing. A day can change everything. Rejoicing in a day can change everything. This has been stirring in my heart because we've all been believing for some things, right? We've all been standing, believing God for specific things. Some of you might believe in God for some financial issues, maybe some relational issues, maybe some health issues. And you're believing God because you know the Word of God says that there's restoration for things and healing for things and that God has promised you some things. And you're standing and you're believing that those things shall come to pass. And I'm here to tell you that there's power in a day. There's power in rejoicing in the day. I want to show you in a few different places the difference a day makes. The difference a day makes. In Genesis chapter 1, verse number 3, the Bible says, in the beginning, I know you're all going to think this is a long old night if I'm starting with Genesis chapter 1. Calm down, it's going to be okay. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and it says the world was unformed and void. Darkness was on the face of the deep. It says the Spirit hovered over the surface of the water. Then God said, let there be light, and there was light. Which tells me, one day there was chaos and darkness, and the very next day there was light and illumination. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 12, God made a promise to Abram. He said, Abraham, you're going to be the father of many nations. He says, I'm going to make you into a great nation. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to make your name great. You're going to be a blessing. I'll bless those who bless you. Whoever curses you, I'll curse. And all the people of the earth will be blessed through you. So a promise was initiated. Then if you were to read your Bible, a whole 25 years went by. But in Genesis chapter 21, it says, the Lord was gracious to Sarah like he said, and the Lord did for Sarah what he promised. Sarah became pregnant and bore a son to Abraham in his old age at the very time God had promised, which tells me this. There was one day that Sarah was barren, and the very next day, Sarah conceived seed. She may have been believing for 25 years, but there was one day she was barren, and the very next day she conceived seed. Because there's power in rejoicing in the day. The children of Israel, we see this throughout their whole journey, right? They're in bondage. They're crying out to God. They're slaves. They're being tormented and vexed. And the Bible sent them a deliverer in Moses. And we know the story. There was one day that they were in bondage and slavery, and the very next day, they were walking free. Oh, then they walked up to the sea, to a big ocean, and one day they were standing there, sweating it, freaking out, because the enemy was after them. The enemy had the enemy was right on their tail. And one day the enemy was chasing them. And the very next day that enemy was drowned in that river for them never to see again. Why? Because there's power in rejoicing in a day. After they conquered the land, they went to the city of Jericho. It was all shut up. It was their first city that they were going to take over once they entered the promised land. The Bible said they had to march around that city. And if you know the story, they marched around that city, and one day that city was all shut up. And the very next day, they were conquering that city, reaping the plunder. The very next day. The power in rejoicing in a day. The Bible tells a story about a widowed woman that Elijah had an encounter with. This widow woman, he found her outside gathering sticks for a fire. He said, "Hey, can you go get me some water?" If you know the story, she tells him, "I'm getting ready to go get some water." And he says, "Can you bake me some cake, a little cake with that water? I'm kind of hungry too." And she says, "Well, to be honest with you, sir, I'm getting ready to make the last little cake that I can make. And then me and my son, we're going to die because we have absolutely nothing." And he said, "Well, if you'll bring me water and you'll bake me a cake first, God says your oil won't run out." If you were to read that story, she did what the prophet of God asked. She gave him the cake first, and the Bible said her oil never ran out. So what does that mean? One day, she was desperate and in need of food and clothing. One day, she was about ready to die, going to bake a cake for her son and her, and they were going to eat it, and they were going to die. But the very next day, God provided enough oil for them to get through that famine. Why? Because there's power in a day. Power in a day. Bible tells another story about Elisha. Elisha encountered another widowed woman. This one was in debt, and her husband had died. Her and her two sons, she was freaked out because the city of the government was going to come. The officials were going to come, and they were going to repossess her kids. Some of y'all wish somebody to repossess yours. She apparently liked hers, and so she wanted to hang on to them, and she tells them, the man of God, she said, I'm so in debt. They're getting ready to come repossess my kids, and I have nothing. And he says, "Well, what do you have in your house?" She goes, "Well, I have a little bit of oil." He tells her, "Go get all the jars you can from your neighbors, bring them in the house, start filling those jars up with oil." The Bible says she kept pouring and pouring and pouring, and that oil never ran out until she didn't have another jar left. What does that mean? That means one day she was deep in debt. Her kids almost repossessed, and the very next day, she had more than enough to sustain her, to prosper her, and to have more than enough for her and her family. The power of one day. One day. One day changes everything. In the book of 2 Kings, it talks about, I am going through the whole Bible. You're right. In the book of 2 Kings, the Bible talks about a severe famine in the land. How there hadn't been rain for years and years. It got so bad they were eating their children. That's pretty bad. They were eating things that you should not be eating. Some of y'all eat stuff you should not be eating. There's parts of the animal you should not eat. Feet? Don't eat no feet. Okay. I know y'all eat feet. Some of y'all eat feet. I don't eat feet. Intestines? I don't know. Okay. Anyways. So they were eating their family. They were eating their children because the famine was so bad. But God showed up through the man of God, and he said to them, "This time tomorrow, there's going to be such great rain and prosperity in the land that that the things that you think you have to eat, you're not going to have to eat anymore because there's going to be an abundance of rain." And one day they were eating their babies, and the very next day they were eating a whole harvest. Why? The power in one day, rejoicing in one day. We all know the story of David and Goliath. Here's the giant taunting, mocking God's people, till David shows up in the power and the authority of the Spirit of God, takes his sling, kills the giant. One day, the giant was screaming insults and mockery the very next day, the vultures was eating his body. The power of one day. I don't know what kind of enemy has been attacking you. I don't know what's been harassing you. I don't know what's been trying to taunt you, mock you, and take your stuff. But rejoicing in the day can produce such great victory in your life, where there is mocking one day and victory the very next day, because there's power in the day. For thousands of years, there have been prophesied a Messiah was gonna come. From the point that Eve ate of the fruit in the garden and the devil and God showed up and cursed the snake, he says, there's gonna come a time when the seed of the woman is gonna crush your head. Thousands of years went by, but there was one day they were believing for a Messiah, and the very next day Jesus was born. I'm telling you, there's power in rejoicing in the day. Lazarus. Y'all gonna learn all your Bible stories in one night tonight. We all know the story of Lazarus, right? Lazarus has died. He was buried. They had him all wrapped up for 3 days. They wanted Jesus to come and to heal him, but Jesus waited. Jesus knew that there was a miracle that was gonna transpire. His friend Lazarus dies. Jesus shows up 3 days later. This man was laying in a tomb, bound, lifeless, stinking in a tomb. Jesus shows up and in a moment calls Lazarus forth. He was dead one day and the people were mourning his death. And the very next day, he was walking out of that tomb, alive and well and strong. The power of a day. One day, Jesus and Peter owed some taxes, like some of you. Peter and Jesus owed some taxes. They were in debt to the IRS, to the local government. Jesus says, Peter, why don't you go fishing? And the first fish you pull up, there's going to be a coin in his mouth. He's going to pay our taxes. So one day he was in debt to the IRS. The very next day that debt was canceled. That debt was paid for. Listen, some of that might give you all hope. You know, I can testify to this. In the very beginning stages, when Randy and I first got married, we had this business. And there were some things that were done that were unfair in the business, which the business ended up it died. It unalived itself. And so we found ourselves owing a huge tax debt. And we didn't know how we were going to pay that. We ended up going to Bible school. And you all know the story. We made $22 a day. He did. I didn't. He made $22 a day. And how can you pay your big tax bill on $22 a day? But we were learning about faith. We were learning about trust in God. We were learning that God was bigger than any mountain we could ever face. We knew that God, learning that God can make a way where there seems to be no way. And by a miraculous act of God, I called to make a payment plan and they wiped the debt. We didn't have to pay one penny of that. They just said, we're gonna call your debt clean. Who does that? Were you owing thousands of dollars one day and it's debt cancellation the very next day? Listen, if God can do it for one person, God can do it for you too. All throughout the Word, we see people coming to Jesus in a broken state. Whether it was the woman with the issue of blood, crawling to Jesus, sick, broke, no hope one day, completely whole and restored the next day. What about the man that was crippled and lame, couldn't even move at all? His friends had to carry him into the building. He was broken, crippled, dysfunctional one day, but in one encounter with Jesus, the very next moment, he was completely whole and well in his life. Paul, Saul was a persecutor of the church. He was far from God. He was a persecutor of church. He would kill Christians. He was delighting when the Christians would get killed. One day, he was a persecutor of the church, and the very next day, he was the greatest influencer for the kingdom of God in one day. Some of you are believing for your family members. Some of you think certain family members are so far from God, there's just no way. You don't know what they're doing. I'm telling you, rejoicing in one day can change everything. Rejoicing in the day can change everything. Think about your life. One day you were addicted. You sit here free. One day your marriage was broken, over. Divorce papers were just about ready to be signed. But you sit here today, your family restored, your marriage whole, being a light and an example to the children in your life in one day. Some of you in this place, your business was falling apart. You had nothing, but you stand here prosperous. God has blessed you. He has increased you. He has prospered you. Why? The power of rejoicing in the day. The power of rejoicing in the day. Galatians 6, verse 9, it says, let us not lose heart in doing good. Don't lose heart in the rejoicing. For in due time, we will reap if we don't grow weary. How do you keep from being weary? By rejoicing in the day. Nahum 8, verse number 10, it says, don't grieve because your strength comes from rejoicing in the Lord. Your strength comes from rejoicing in the Lord. It doesn't matter if it's been 20 years or 20 minutes that you've been standing and believing God. There is a day and a moment when the shift happens. There's a day and the moment when the resources and the breakthrough happens. We might be meeting in the Senior Activity Center today, in the Royce Theater today, but there will be a time, a day, a moment that we will be standing, rejoicing in the property and the lands and the territory and the schools and the influential places that God puts us. Why? Because there is rejoicing in the day. This is why rejoicing is so important. Rejoicing is what you do in the waiting. Rejoicing is what you do in the waiting. That's why Philippians 4:4 says, rejoice in the Lord always, and again and again and again and again and again, I say rejoice. Rejoicing is what you do in the waiting. So what happens when you wake up tonight in a panic because you're freaking out over your money? Are you going to just be tormented and be restless, turn on the TV, start scrolling, watching TikTok? Are you going to rejoice and let your rejoicing bring about the restoration? Let your rejoicing bring about the shift. Let your rejoicing bring about the change in the day. Because I believe that if we're faithful to do in the day what God asks us to do in the day, we'll start seeing God's power and influence and breakthrough in our everyday. So rejoicing is what we do in the waiting. When I wake up in the night and I wonder, man, what's happening with my kids? Where are they? What are they doing? What if this doesn't happen? Or what if school doesn't pan out for them? What if they're labeled at school? What if they're bullied at school? All those tormenting thoughts. What do I do in those moments? Freak out? Go to the medicine cabinet and take something to put me back to sleep? Chug the bottle of melatonin? Mary Ruth's nighttime vitamins? You're drinking the whole bottle, hoping it works? No, we're supposed to rejoice. If I lay there and say, God, I thank you that your purpose for my kids are good. My kids are experiencing life. This is going to be a good school year for them. What am I doing? I'm rejoicing in the Lord. And if I rejoice in this day, I'll see breakthrough in this day. Y'all believe that? Let's go ahead and stand in this place. Told you, shortest message. Went through every Bible verse, every Bible story. We're going to give you an opportunity to rejoice. Now again, rejoicing is not always just jumping up and down and spinning around. It can be that. It's just an attitude and an expectation of faith on the inside of you, really. It's an expectation on the inside that shows up on the outside. So it might show up in a smile. It might show up in a, yes, God. You're doing it, God. God, you're faithful. God, you're good. God, you're so good. God, you're good. You're good. Your plans for me are good. God, I rejoice in you. I rejoice in salvation. And as you rejoice, that peace, that confidence, that life comes. And you'll start seeing breakthrough in your life. If you want to see change by next weekend, I promise you, you start rejoicing today. Because I'm telling you, you might have been standing, believing God for 5 years, but there is a day, there is a moment that breakthrough shows up in your life. There is a day you were barren, and the next day you are pregnant. There is a day where you had nothing, and the next day you have the job. There's one day you're failing, and the next day you're excelling. There's one day you're single, ready to mingle, and the next day you're walking down that aisle married. There is a day of manifestation if you do not quit and you rejoice in the day. We rejoice in the day. Father, we thank you today for who you are. God, we delight in you. God, we grow in our expectation that this is the day. This is the day everything changes. This is the day that you have made, and I will rejoice in this day. And because I rejoice in this day, I will see breakthrough in my life this day. God, every day I will rejoice and again rejoice. I rejoice that you're our healer. God, we rejoice in this place in Jesus' name. If you need healing in your body, I just want you to rejoice in God being your healer. God, we declare and we rejoice that you're our healer. God, I rejoice that you're my healer. God, I rejoice in your healing in my body. I rejoice, God, that my body lines up with the word of God. God, I rejoice that I have a sound mind. God, I rejoice in you that every addiction in my life is broken. God, I rejoice in you that you're restoring my family and putting it back together. God, I rejoice in the fact, God, that my kids love you and serve you all the days of their life. God, I rejoice that you're working on behalf of my family. God, I rejoice that you're prospering me. God, you're excelling my business. God, I rejoice that you're giving us good employees. God, I rejoice in this day. I rejoice in the God of our salvation. God, I believe you're doing a good work. And God, as we rejoice, we see breakthrough. And God, we give you thanks for that. God, thank you for what you're doing. God, thank you for what you've done. Thank you, God, for what you continue to do. God, we give you glory and we give you thanks in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I don't know what you're believing God for that you've almost given up on, but rejoicing is the key. Rejoicing is what you do in the waiting. Rejoicing is what you do in the waiting. Rejoicing is what you do in the waiting. We don't grow weary in the waiting because we're rejoicing in the waiting, expecting that this is our day that everything changes. This is the day that everything changes. Now listen, rejoicing is an act of your will. I can't rejoice for you. Trust me, I have a full-time job trying to rejoice myself. I have pictures of my grandkids in my house, and I'll walk through my house rejoicing for them. I'm rejoicing on their behalf. I'm rejoicing because I need victory in their life. It's not just rejoicing for me. I rejoice for you, but I can't do your rejoicing for you. You have to do your own rejoicing. You can rejoice when you're 5, and see victory in your life. You can rejoice when you're 13 and see victory in your life. You can rejoice when you're 16 and see victory in your life. Please don't wait till you're 50-something to start rejoicing. Rejoice now. If you start rejoicing now, you'll walk in the greatest favor and increase that you won't have to relive your mama and daddy's days. You can walk in the favor of God today, rejoicing in the Lord.
Thanks for listening. If this impacted you and you'd like to partner with us, go to celebrationchurch.cc/give to help us reach people with the message of Jesus.